And we're back with People in Your Neighborhood. And right now I'm joined by Carla Miles. Good morning. How are you?
I'm golden.
So there's a great event coming up on Friday, and I just want to make sure everybody is aware of it. I mean, it's a great event. It's going to be raising some great money for a great cause, the Special Olympics of South Dakota. And people already probably know what I'm talking about, but just in case they don't, you let them know what it is.
Yeah, so on Friday, we're going to do a polar plunge with the state office. They come down here, and we're just looking for different people to come down to jump in the river. But you have to raise money to jump into the river. You have
That's
to raise
right.
$100.
That's right. That's right. It's, you know, you can't just jump. Well, I mean, I guess you can just jump in. I mean, I don't know why you want to, but, you know, it's is a good opportunity to make that plunge and actually raise some money for a good cause.
Exactly. And the state and us split this funds for that. The state raises money so that we can partake in all these different sports that all of our athletes need to go and do. And then we receive half of it. But on top of that, we're going to have lunch and a bake sale starting at noon on Friday at the American Legion and try to raise some more money so that we can get some new uniforms.
That's right. And like she said, it's going to be at the American Legion. It says registration's at 3, and then the plunge is going to be at 4 p.m. And I want to be there because our very own sports director, Justin Cowartz, he's the brave one of us, and he decided he's going to make that plunge.
Yes, he's doing an awesome job on raising some money. Some people are really supporting him. He's our highest person that has raised enough money so far.
That's right. I'm just going to tell everybody. It's like he's already raised like well over 2,000, like over 2,300. And that looks, I don't know what percentage because I don't do math, but it looks like the campaign's goal is about 20,000.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's, I don't do math. That's why I went into broadcasting, but that's a pretty good percentage of the,
yes,
the total.
Yes, it is. It really is. And we have a lot of sponsors that count towards it, too. I think we're at like 11,000 for sponsorship money.
No, and I know I want to see. He's a Georgia boy, so
yeah.
You know, as a so he's not used to the cold weather and like this cold stuff here. So
yeah, and he's gonna live stream it so that his people back home can watch it. So make sure that's
right.
You check.
That's right. So I mean, I gotta be there. I mean, I gotta be there because I wanna see Justin make that plunge in there. Because I want to see the look on his face when he hits that water.
When it's going to be cold. It's cold.
Well, it might not be. Well, it's probably still going to be cold. Because yeah. I was going to say it's going to be 55 that day. But, I mean, just because the temperature outside is that warm doesn't mean that river's going to be that warm.
Last year it was a shock.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. So, like you said, it's not just the plunge. You also said there's going to be a bake sale as well.
Yep, and lunch. We're starting serving lunch at noon with a bake sale and selling our different Wildcat gear.
That's right. So everybody donate. It doesn't have to be, you know, if you know somebody else that's making the plunge, you can donate for them too. But, you know,
correct.
Just get on over there. Justin Cowartz, our very own sports director. Just let's help support him. And you go do that. Go on over to drgnews.com. Click on the KGFX logo. And then you'll see the rotating banner there for the Polar Plunge. You'll see a QR code there. You just scan that code. Or if you want to do it online on your PC, you just click on the banner and it'll take you to the website, which I'm looking at right now, and you can donate that way. So let's support Justin before he makes that icy plunge.
That's right. Support all the Wildcats. We have state basketball next weekend in Mitchell.
That's right.
Yeah. So we have lots of hotel expenses and all that, so we try to raise money so that we can take these athletes and keep them there and get them to be all a part of it. The state office puts on a great program, and we just have to help them to keep it all going.
Absolutely. So don't forget, everybody, the Polar Plunge, and make a donation and then come on out there to help cheer on all, not just Justin, but all the brave people that are making that plunge in that icy, icy river.
Right, and we'll have some athletes that'll be needing some help to plunge as well. They'll just walk around and ask different people. We have some different people that'll save their money for those athletes to come in, ask them for money so that they can jump as well.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
And I'm
Thank
glad
you
came in because I know it's getting close, so I'm glad you came in just to give everybody that extra push, that extra
That's
reminder
right.
that it's going to be Friday.
That's right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.